Humboldt County's roads and public transit sales tax will generate $24 million a year in revenue, and the split between roads and transit spending is shaping up to be a divisive issue among county supervisors. A debate on it complicated a seemingly dry bureaucratic task at the February 11th Board of Supervisors meeting. Up for approval was formation of an ad hoc committee that will make a recommendation on how the sales tax revenue should be divvied up between roads and transit. The proposed makeup of the committee included Board Chair Michelle Bushnell and Supervisor Steve Madrone, who comprised the board's Measure O Roads Subcommittee. That was questioned by Supervisor Mike Wilson, who said the Roads Subcommittee was to be active only during Measure O's election phase. Beyond that, Wilson said he's, quote, a little bit nervous about how the significant Measure O revenue will be split, as support for roads and support for public transit varies depending on location.
Transit for our vulnerable populations pulled pretty darn well, but it actually pulled very well in I'll just put it in districts, in District 3 and in District 4. And I'm just saying, District 3 voted 70% to support this. I mean, and carried this. And so the perspective and the expectation may vary regionally. That's all I'm saying. I mean, just that's it. That's it, just a thing. Still, I got to go back to the first statement I made, which is, even if you didn't vote for it, you're paying for it. So we have an obligation to provide service to every single person in this. But I just want to make sure that we're understanding that the lens that we're looking through this through may vary.
With Supervisor Rex Bone saying county roads are, quote, terrible, and that's, quote, the majority of what we sold to voters, division became apparent. That prompted an acknowledgement from County Administrative Officer Alicia Hayes, who informed that Measure O funding will need a 4 out of 5 supervisors majority vote.
This conversation of the roads versus transit has been a sticky one for us through this whole process. Your board has been somewhat divided on where that split is going to fall. And so I think it's going to be, when it comes back to your board, it's going to be sensitive. And I want to remind you that a budget allocation does require a 4/5 vote. And so we're going to need to find that sweet spot, because it will be very easy for any of you to block it if we can't find comfort amongst 4 of you in what that split looks like. So maybe to offer a suggestion, you put on the committee one very pro-transit, one very pro-roads board member on there.
Measure O was approved with a 63% majority last November. The vote was countywide and will be charged in both unincorporated and city areas. Hence the board's division. Arcata is a big part of Wilson's district, and Eureka is a big part of Supervisor Natalie Arroyo's district. She said, quote, many, many people told her they were voting for Measure O due to bus transit needs, which include more service hours and days, and express service between Eureka, Arcata, and McKinleyville for workers, students, and seniors. Bone gave a nod to transit funding, but it's clear what he believes the priority should be.
We need roads to be fixed. Transit, if they need help, come in, show us. We're going to look at this annually. But I'm just saying, as we move forward, I don't want to be on that committee because there's going to be too many people and too many chefs screwing up the soup. I'm just saying, my 20% wants the roads fixed, and I want transit to be funded. That's a simple thing. I want transit to be funded, and transit is not short of funds. I mean, there's wish lists. We need to do this, this, and this. But as we move along, but our roads are failing, and they're going to do nothing but get worse if we don't do anything. Transit's not going to deteriorate in the next few years if we don't give them any money or don't give them their 10% or 15%, 20%, 25. Do I hear 30? Somebody give me 35. Anyway, I'm just saying that's not going to matter.
At Bushnell's suggestion, the board voted to replace her with Wilson on the Measure O funding committee. Bone cast a lone dissent vote. Other members of the committee are Madrone and representatives of County Public Works, the Humboldt Transit Authority, the Humboldt County Association of Governments, the McKinleyville Community Services District, the Coalition for Responsible Transportation Priorities, the County Administrative Office, the Building and Construction Trades Council of Humboldt and Del Norte Counties, and the Humboldt Builders Exchange. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.